struck a hard time. Hearing me, I'm going to keep it short, but there's a few things that I want to communicate about Mark chapter 5 tonight. So let me read the text, and I'm going to make just a couple of comments, and we will move over to St. Andrew's Hall. The power is actually on behind us, and so we just don't have any power in this little room here. Mark chapter 5, page 1558. I'm going to read it in just a few comments, and we will be discussing. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. He had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him night and day among the tombs, and in the hills he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want of me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," and he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs, allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending to the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he's had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. Father, I pray now in these brief moments that you would allow my voice to be amplified and this truth to be heard in a way that's meaningful to these your people. In Christ's name. Amen. What I want you to hear tonight is just a larger context for miracles. We've been taking a look at miracles, and whenever we read miracles in the Bible, I want you to understand two things about them. First of all, miracles in and of themselves are astounding. So when we read this story, we should be blown away as to what, in fact, has taken place in this man's life. But miracles are more than that. Miracles are signposts pointing to something even greater. You see, when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, it would have been a momentous occasion, I can assure you, for Lazarus. But that wasn't the only truth that was to be understood that day. Jesus was saying, "Is that I am the one that's over death." When Jesus restores sight to a blind man, the point isn't just that this man has sight. The point is that Jesus is the one who allows people to see and understand spiritual truths. He opens the eyes of the spiritually blind and lets them see. So when we come to this text tonight, we see Jesus conquering a demoniac. Now, I was going to explain about whether or not you believe this or not and help you understand that you should believe that there are people filled with demonic spirits. But instead, I want to ask you this. Apart from the fact that this man was delivered, what truth is this text wanting you to understand? And I would say this, interpreted properly, what it's wanting you to see is that Jesus not only is able to overcome and conquer the demon in this man. It's the truth that Jesus has in fact conquered the devil. And in conquering the devil, we too can be restored. That's what the story is about. In the same way that in this narrative, these pigs that were filled with demonic spirits entered into the abyss of the slave. What this miracle is pointing to is the truth that those who've been delivered by Christ, that the penalty of sin can no longer cast judgment upon you. It too is forever removed. That the power of sin, that the devil would still claim to your life, that in Christ, that in the cross, it too is removed. That the power of sin in your life is being diminished day by day. There may be moments where it feels like it has a toehold in your life, but the Bible says that it is being removed from your life. And finally, what the text is saying is that there will be a day to come, a kingdom to come when King Jesus will return. And at that particular moment, the presence of evil will be cast away into this abyss, never to be around us anymore. That's what miracle is about. Every miracle we hear about this summer, think this. What did it mean at that moment? And how does the cross and the resurrection inform us towards a greater truth? Final thing I'll say, and I'll close with this. It should be interesting to us that at the end of this story, when the people came and saw this man who used to be contained by chains, was sitting at the feet of Jesus. This man who once was naked, the Bible says he was clothed. This man who shrieked into all hours of the night, sat quiet in his right mind before Jesus. You would think that the people would have rejoiced. And it said instead that they were scared, that they were afraid. They weren't the only ones that were afraid at that moment. It said that the man was afraid as well. Why is that? As I thought about this week, I concluded this. I believe the crowd was afraid because they thought that Jesus was too much. They'd seen this man naked and in chains and all of his life terrifying others, and they saw him quiet for the first time. They had to have the thought, is this what it means to be a follower of Jesus? And Jesus, if this is true, then he's too much. Because I want a Jesus that I can control. I want a Jesus that comes alongside me. But the Jesus in the Bible says, no, those who follow me must bend their knee before me. Those who follow me, I'm going to transform your life beyond what you can ever imagine. And many that day quietly said, Jesus, that's too much. Please, leave. And Jesus says this. He says this to us as well. That those to whom are mine will know my voice to the end of time. Those whom I call to myself, they will have the transformative work of grace in their life that they will persevere to the end. So he told this man who wanted to go with him, he said, you return. So this man who came to protect the shoreline from Jesus now became a messenger for Jesus. This man who came with chains broken left the chains back on his hands, but this time they were the chains of the cross, the chains of love for Jesus to be his messenger. Friends, there's only one response that Jesus has for this man to say for us. He simply says this. He says, I want you to leave and to be my messenger. And I want you to tell others what I have done for you and tell of my mercy. Let me pray and I'll give us the benediction. Father, we thank you for miracles, not only because they brought upon an occasion to celebrate your power, but because they pointed to the cross where this power would be realized in new ways and the truths would be realized in our lives as well. Father, would we read these miracles, believing their truth and looking upon them to sustain us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand for the Lord's benediction. Now unto him who has conquered the devil, may he dismiss you with his peace and his power to be these same messengers who go into the world to tell what the Lord has done for you and how he's had mercy upon me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may pick up your children and move forward.